working with a chronic disease. We're living longer, we're working longer. So how do we strike a balance between the needs of a person with a chronic disease and their caregivers and the needs of the workplace? Sandy Silva suggests some answers in this edition of the Bioethics Channel, a production of the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information about the center and its programs, visit practicalbioethics.org. practicalbioethics.org. Sandy Silva is director of the KC4 Aging and Community Initiative at the Center for Practical Bioethics. Sandy, let's first examine the scope of the issue that we're talking about here. The numbers of people with a chronic disease are growing, and they want to work.
Absolutely. And compounded by that is the fact some of these numbers are growing, Laurel, because of the baby boomers. Okay, we've all heard about them. We're reading about them. We're all, and I'm a baby boomer, and I think you
are
too.
I am too. Yes, I am.
And it is that demographic imperative is going to touch so many areas of our life, and specifically the workplace. And as we live longer, we have got more opportunity to develop and manage chronic disease, and that is going to be played out in the workplace. People are going to want to work longer, and sometimes people are going to need to work longer.
And the people who are sick and their caregivers around them, what the employer sees is some absenteeism, and a term that I had not seen before, presenteeism. And I can imagine what that means.
If I'm a caregiver and I have a spouse who is in the process of chemotherapy and he's able to return to work, his workplace is, and his productivity is going to be affected, but so is mine, because I may be sitting at my desk and I may be clicking my mouse, but I may be scheduling doctor's appointments, I may be on the telephone, I may be doing some research about medication, or my mind just might be wandering because I'm wondering, how is my husband doing today after he had his chemo treatment yesterday?
So maintaining some kind of balance here is critical. Employers and coworkers have their needs to get their jobs done and be productive. And the employee with the chronic disease has needs too. So creating that balance is something that's important.
And there are basically four roles, four key players whenever we're dealing with chronic disease in the workplace. And that is, of course, the employee themselves, the coworkers, the supervisors, and the HR professionals. And the training that we offer through this Transition and Life Changes program is to talk about the people side and how do we bring those four key players together so that we get the best outcome for all four of those people.
So around the issues of shifting workloads, there's tardiness, there's workday interruptions, and this Transition and Life Changes program is a way of addressing those issues, correct?
Right. First of all, we want to say very, very clearly that we understand that HR professionals, whether they're in a small company or a large company, they know their jobs. They understand about family medical leave. They understand about their own internal and internal policies and procedures. They know what benefits that they can offer an employee. And certainly employees as well as supervisors must take advantage of that wealth of information. What we want to talk about and what we want to raise awareness around is the fact that even with all of that information, you've got to look at what's going to happen day to day for all of those people, particularly the supervisor, the employee, and all of the coworkers.
Using the Transition and Life Changes program as a frame for this, let's talk about the scenario of a cancer survivor returning to work. What are the typical challenges that the employee faces?
The employee, let's make the assumption that they've been diagnosed, and when we talk about a survivor, we talk about their life from the point of diagnoses, because that is really the point in their life that everything changes, and frankly, is changed forever. So they're diagnosed, they get their treatment, they come back to work, and maybe they have to have a chemo treatment once every 2 weeks. Well, they have the chemo treatment. They stay home that day. Well, for the next 2 or 3 days, they're just not feeling up to snuff. Maybe they have to go home, as you mentioned. Maybe they have to come in late. Maybe they don't even know what some of the effects are going to be. And what's more, the effects may be different between the first treatment and the second treatment and the third treatment. Well, as we know, life does not stop in the workplace. And so then you have a supervisor who is challenged to maintain that workflow And then that is compounded by the fact that people have different expectations and different wishes. One person may be willing to say, yeah, tell everybody what's going on with me. And that can be helpful. You may have another person that just says, all I want is my coworkers to know is that I have had a medical event. Most times, coworkers are more than happy to pitch in and say, yeah, we're going to help Mary or we're going to help Joe. And that's good for a while. But when you've been doing your work and half of somebody else's job for an extended period of time, personalities come into play, things can get a little touchy.
So the idea of how the people around the person with a chronic condition is a critical consideration there too.
Absolutely. And we believe that the skills of supervisors and managers are really under a bright light when we're dealing with an employee who returns to the workplace with a chronic disease diagnosis or their caregivers. This isn't anything different than supervisors and managers may have faced in the past. However, when we look at the numbers and we look at the frequency and we look at the fact that this is a delicate medical condition and very unpredictable. So part of what we really want to say to our community is let's pay attention and let's get better at the things that we know how to do well.
The survivor, I would imagine, and I guess I'm imposing what I would think into this discussion, is that if I had cancer and were to return to a workplace, I'd have a pride factor in place in being able to produce the way I had before, even though intellectually I might understand that things are changed forever. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. What happens, I think, for all of us is that a large part of our life is defined by, number one, our productivity, and that usually plays out in our professional identity. So not only am I dealing with this life-threatening diagnosis, and even if not life-threatening, certainly life-altering diagnosis, then I have to think about, am I still going to be able to be the worker that I used to be? First of all, am I going to be able to be a worker at all? And how does that affect me on a personal level as well as from a financial stability level? And then am I going to be able to come in and do all the things that I always used to do so well? And am I going to be able to do it consistently? And that can really rock the boat. And it's so unpredictable and affects so many different people.
The Transition in Life Changes program, that's something that the center and KC4 Aging and Community is adopting and offering to other businesses, correct?
We absolutely are. Our partners in the development of this program have been the Kansas Comprehensive Cancer Partnership, the American Cancer Society, as well as the Center for Practical Bioethics. And this program has been developed and piloted over the last few years in Kansas, particularly in Kansas state employment environments. So we feel as if we have a well-researched and a well-tailored curriculum that we are able and willing to offer to any employer in the Kansas City region.
If an employer then wants more information on this, phone number, email?
Absolutely. They can call the center at 816-221-1100. They may call my direct line, which is 816-979-1366, and visiting the Center for Practical Bioethics website or KC4 Aging and Community website. We're more than happy to be responsive.
The bottom line here is that employers, if they haven't already, they will need to recognize that this is going to happen more frequently. Chronic diseases, cancer, whatever it might be, diabetes, and that dealing with it effectively is good for business.
It is great for business. There are lots, thank goodness, there's lots of data coming out of MetLife that's where we're able to actually get our hands on some metrics that say if we don't pay attention to people that are struggling with chronic disease as well as their caregivers, it's almost like having a financial leak. And the baby boomers are coming, and this is going to be one more aspect of how we just need to do what we've always done a little bit better.
Sandy Silva is director of the KC4 Aging and Community Initiative at the Center for Practical Bioethics. For more information, visit kc4aic.org. kc4aic.org. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.